Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. Right? It really doesn't matter what you say. I kind of want to talk about it. But I kind of don't because I'm in trouble.
It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The team that wins is the one that has the most fun. Crap like that.
Everybody has the game plan until they get punched in the face.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show, and sitting in with me this morning is Coach Vendette from Camden County. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing just fine. Okay, so with you here, I obviously want to talk Camden County Wildcat football. So I guess that's kind of where we'll start this morning, is we will start with the Camden County Wildcats. So the spring game, you just heard in the Southern Sports Edition Minute that the game was at 7:30. We need to make a correction on that. Monday night at 6:30 is when the game kicks off. So originally going to be a blue and white game. You kind of explained a little bit about all of the rearranging of the schedule. Really wanted to get this young football team a scrimmage game where we're just not playing each other, and found Monroe Day out of Tallahassee that was willing to do it. And so they're going to come up here. Then we had a bunch of weather predictions that, you know, as you said, you didn't want to be dodging raindrops and having 30-minute lightning delays.
Yeah, we scheduled the game, tried to schedule the last minute, and want to make it good for everybody, good for the fans, good for us, good for our opponent. And Monday, Tuesday, we're looking at the weather, and they're saying 80 to 90% chance of thunderstorms in the area throughout the night. Them coming two to three hours over here to play. Weather delays that we usually get during spring games at Camden County, even when we play blue-white scrimmage. So we decided to move it to Monday. And we're doing it at 6:30 to kind of accommodate them a little bit for their travel, being on school night also.
I cannot tell you how excited I am for this coming season of Camden County football. I look at this team, and what I see is a very talented team that's young. I see a young, talented football team that you look at how the schedule sets up, it really is going to allow these kids to grow up right before our eyes in a part of the schedule where they're going to get some experience, they're going to get battle-tested, but they're not going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then by the time that we get through that and you get into region play, we'll be ready.
Yeah, and that was our thought. We always wanted to find a scrimmage. We tried all spring, tried to find a scrimmage. Nobody wants to come to South Georgia.
I don't know why. It's gorgeous.
And then last minute when spring practice, we put out on Twitter and said, hey, you know, we're still looking for a game anyone wants to bite. They bought, and, you know, it's the same reason. We're trying to get our young kids some game experience, get them ready for Friday nights, get them ready for the fall. So, you know, we can simulate some stuff during the summertime, but until you get the lights going and everything, fans in the stands, lights at night and Friday nights, it's just we're playing some Monday Night Football next week.
Yeah, so obviously for those of you guys that listen to us on the show or stream, you can also catch the live Facebook feed, my live Facebook feed, which just went down, but I'll have it up momentarily when we go to break. I'll get it back up. And also want to mention, too, this is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And this segment of the Jason Bishop Show is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. You know, with this Camden team, Coach Vendette, what I see, I was talking about how young they were, but I look at the talent that's on the roster, and to me, there are a couple of things that jump out to me immediately. I look at defensively. I think that there's a chance, a really good chance, that defensively this team is going to be much better than last year's team defensively, and I'm not taking a shot at last year's team. They were pretty good. I think that the talent that's on this roster has a potential to be better than that. Mm-hmm. And then I look offensively. You lose Jamie Felix. Anytime you lose a running back of the caliber of Jamie Felix, sure, it hurts. But running the wing T, you get production from several different positions. You've got Deontay Cole coming back. You figure he's going to carry the ball at one of those running back positions. And then I feel like at quarterback, we get a player that can come in and, where, you know, Loden last year did a fantastic job running the football when he was asked to. And I think with what we have going under center this year, that might be a little bit more of a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, with defense, this spring has looked real good. They've grown up a lot, gotten a lot more physical, kind of got a lot of guys in better positions, so they've done real well. Spring, offensively, we've done well, too. Like you said, this is our second year now, second spring going wing two. We've
right.
got a full off-season to introduce, get things taught, and get caught up, where last year we came in, and, you know, first of April, middle of April, didn't really have full staff until into spring practice, trying to get everything together, go through the spring. I mean, like I said, Loden last year did a great job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
But when you go through and look at it, he was really the only one on that team, I think, that had been introduced to the wing T, because he'd been here when, as a youngster, playing rec league with wing T when Coach Chant was here before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else is kind of after that phase, or didn't really have that much experience, where he kind of grew up with it with his brothers and all that stuff. So I think we have a good group of guys this year, lots of talent. Let's see what goes on Monday.
Team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and positions, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Once again, the Camden County Wildcats have had a change of plans pertaining to their spring game. The game was to be played last night at Chris Gilman Stadium. Instead, the game will be played Monday night at 7:30. The Wildcats will play Monroe Day out of Florida. Track and field, Ryan Rankin. Rankin won himself a 6A state title this past week in the high jump. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition. Purple Rain.
Get your lighters out. It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, presented by Southeast Georgia Health System. We were talking Camden County football before we went to the break. We'll come back to that a little bit later, but right now, the Week in Review.
And here we go. A Braves bullpen meltdown, just like the good old days. Write this down. No one is beating the Golden State Warriors. Robinson Cano to the Padres. How long do you think it will be before he starts juicing again? He was only hitting 195 in New York. Remember when the 76ers were telling us to trust the process? The winner of the Milwaukee Bucks and Boston Celtics series will win the NBA title. Ronald Acuna officially listed as day-to-day. Aren't we all? Clayton Kershaw to the IL with pelvic inflammation. Nothing a little cream can't cure. Game 7, Bucks-Celtics. Get your popcorn ready. Bryce Harper to the IL. Free money. The next coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, Doc Rivers. They have been playing the first round of the NHL playoffs for a month. Get on with it. The Jags and Falcons will have joint practices this preseason. No better way to get better than to practice with a winner. The multiverse is madness. And these are my thoughts.
I find it absolutely hilarious, comical, to the nth degree, that the two teams, of all the teams that could agree to share practices during the preseason in NFL, that the Jaguars and the Falcons agree to share practices during the preseason, as if, you know, iron sharpens iron. Well, do pillows sharpen pillows?
I mean, the NFL, you'll have to see. I mean, it's going to be interesting, though. You'd think, I mean, they might be the only two teams that want to do it.
You might be right.
Practice, like, okay.
I have always been told that you cannot get any better by having yourself compete against equal or lesser talent. That's mm-hmm. what I've always been told, and I believe that.
But, I mean, like I said, it's the NFL. So you always got good talent on both sides, and new staff for Jaguars and a whole new team for Atlanta, it seems like. So
mm-hmm.
we'll have to see what they got.
We're waiting as basically, if you're a college football fan, the entire fan base has been waiting with a bated breath, listening and waiting for Arch Manning to make a decision on where he's going to commit to play football. He's basically come out and said Texas, Georgia, Alabama, but I think most folks really feel like it's between Texas and Georgia. And, you know, Coach Vendette and I were having a really good conversation about how we see this, his recruitment, and what he would want, that we think very differently. Where I think if you are Arch Manning and you're looking at making a decision between Georgia, Texas, right? You look at Georgia and coming off a national championship, the quarterback room is loaded, and you're going to come in and you're going to compete to be the starting quarterback. You may not even be the starting quarterback your first season, which you probably won't be.
Vandergriff and Bennett and everybody there.
Yeah. So you're probably not going to be the starting quarterback when you get there. And then you look at the Texas situation. They haven't won anything since 2005. They're a very traditional blue blood, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you have the opportunity that if you commit to go there, you're going to step in the door day one and be the starter probably.
Probably.
And have the opportunity to have that program built around you, and you can be the guy that is solely responsible, or at least mainly responsible, for bringing that program back to national prominence. I think that appeals more to a guy like Arch Manning than just going to Georgia and walking in the door with everything already established.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, and I'm thinking, you know, I agree with you along those lines. Another thing I'm looking at is, you know, you go to Texas, you get 2 years getting your feet wet in college football before you got to go to the Alabamas, the Auburns on a regular Saturday. I mean, then you turn around, you got to go Texas A&M, Oklahoma, you have Oklahoma, you have Texas A&M, you have Auburn, you have LSU in 2 years on your schedule. Whereas right now, you have a chance to build your program, build the team up, So it's gonna be interesting to see what he does. I mean, but like I said, Georgia's not out of it. Alabama is never out of it. So let's see where he goes.
It will be interesting because whoever it is that gets Arch Manning, you know, even with him going to Alabama, they've done a really good job recruiting quarterbacks the last three cycles, the last three quarterback classes. They've done a really good, from Tua, Jalen Hurts, and Mac Jones, and now his name escapes me. the Bryce kid.
Yeah.
So he's there. And so the last four quarterbacks they've had, those are all NFL quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's, you know, that's a nice carrot to have out there. I mean, I guess we'll find out here in a few weeks.
Yeah, I guess we will. I'm not going to be shocked if he goes. I would be more shocked if he goes to Alabama than I would be if he went to Texas or Georgia. Because you're right, Alabama's never out of it. But I just haven't heard a lot lately about them being in the mix. It's mostly Georgia, Texas, Georgia, Texas, Georgia, Texas. And let me tell you something. Georgia fans have a rabid fan base, no doubt. So does Texas.
Yeah.
And they're remember, Georgia fans, how hungry you were for a national championship? It had been 42 years, whatever it was, and you were starving for that national championship, and you finally got one this last season. Granted, at Texas, it hadn't been 40-something years, but it's been a long while. And that fan base is starving.
And that fan base is tradition upon tradition right now, and they're just, like I said, they want the old burnt orange to be back on top, and they're willing to do anything to get it there.
And joining the SEC is going to help their case. Yeah, that's another thing that we'll do later in this show. I have got a diagram. This is just a rough draft. This is just what's in Jason Bishop's head. Sometimes, you know, I mean, this is what's in my head. But we'll go over what I think and how I think once Texas and Oklahoma come over from the Big 12 to the SEC. Obviously, the SEC will have to realign, and I will give you the East, if this is what they end up doing, an East Division and a West Division, how I think that would look geographically. We'll do that a little bit later in the show. But you're right, Texas coming over, they do want to win national championships again. They do want to be prominent again. It's going to be tough to do that coming over to the SEC.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. Probably going to get thrown in the West Division. So it depends on if Alabama stays, Alabama goes.
It's all dependent on Alabama, right?
Yeah. It depends on, I mean, everybody's going to have to go through Alabama one time or another. But it's going to be interesting. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Guys, you got through her birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day. Now it's your turn. Have that special someone head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for everything from watches to oyster knives, and let their friendly staff help them find that perfect gift no matter their budget. And don't forget about your graduate. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show is presented by Southeast Georgia Health System. All right, so I tease it, I'll do it, right? Like a lot of times I'll tease something and then I'll go to something else and then I either will forget or just kind of throw it together last minute in the segment. But I'm actually going to remember this time. I told you that I had put together an SEC realignment, what I think that makes the most sense via when Oklahoma and Texas enter the conference. Yeah. So, you know, I'm looking at this thing after I made it out, and I look at that West Division, and it basically is the old Big Eight.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, pretty much it is. So we'll do the West first. I guess that makes the most sense. So, of course, Oklahoma and Texas, I think you put them over there. Mm-hmm. And then you also have two other Big 12 defectors from a few years back in Missouri and Texas A&M. They go over there. And then you look at, geographically, Arkansas, they go over there. And now you're looking at LSU, which is the next state over. Mm-hmm. That makes sense, which now brings you to Mississippi. You can't break the Mississippi schools up. So Mississippi State and Ole Miss, they go over there. There's your eight teams. And that would include Missouri, Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Texas A&M.
Yeah.
That would be your Western Division. Now, here's the downside to that. You look over at the Eastern Division, and you ain't getting out of that without losing two games.
I know.
It ain't going to happen. It includes Georgia, Florida, Alabama, Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt. Good luck.
Yeah. At least we got Vanderbilt.
I guess Coach Bendett finding that silver lining. I mean, that's tough because Kentucky has shown that program is up and coming. South Carolina is trying to get themselves rebuilt, and they're doing a good job recruiting to do that. And then Tennessee's
on an upswing.
They're on an upswing. Auburn is, you know, Auburn's going to be national championship good every 4 years. Alabama. Florida is probably going to, I mean, Napier has done a fantastic job so far. He got that recruiting class from nothing to at least respectable at the end of the day. And then, of course, you got the defending national championships, champions and the Georgia Bulldogs in that same division. And that's brutal. Yeah. And so that's seven games, right? That's seven games in your division. And then I'm assuming you'll probably do two crossovers. And so now that's nine SEC games. Holy goodness.
You might not want to play two other games. You might just say, okay, we're done with nine.
Would you do that? I mean, would that be?
I mean,
would that be something that you would consider, or the SEC should consider, only playing division games and not playing anybody from the other side? And that would give you seven SEC games, and now you got to find five games outside of conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and then you're always going to have the old conference, you know, talk about who's East versus West, da 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 da. You know, right? That's, at least now you got the conference, you got the crossovers where, okay, Tennessee might go over and beat Alabama, doubt it, but they might. Florida and Auburn, you always got that crossover. You got LSU and Florida, you know, so at least got some crossover to kind of keep things cohesive, but. To find five schools in the country that would want to play any of those schools, if you had to try to find five games,
I guess it would depend. I guess it would depend on the money. But the other dynamic to that is where we saw Georgia Clemson kick off the season. Is an SEC school playing that type, that at least seven games in the conference, of especially if you're in the East?
Would you want to pick up another big conference, another Power Five school?
Yeah. Would you want to play somebody else?
I mean, it's going to be interesting. That's why I'm looking at all these contracts. They're talking about 2 years, 3 years. You know, you look at, they announced, okay, we're playing Oklahoma or we're playing Ohio State in 2028. Well, how many of those contracts are going to be voided once the realignment comes out and the new SEC shows up? And they're going to look at your schedule hard and say, like I said, I've got seven East schools. Do I want to pick up an Oklahoma, or do I want to pick up an Ohio State? Do I want to pick up, you know, a Notre Dame, Clemson, somebody like that, or do I want to try to find somebody else to play and try to stay healthy for that nine-game stretch?
And so then the other question is, of course, once that happens, I don't think that you have to be an idiot to understand that we're heading toward a very different landscape in college football with the transfer portal, now with the NILs, and now Oklahoma, Texas coming over. I mean, you're looking at a lot of things that are drastically going to change across the college football landscape, including there is a very significant chance that what we look at as constructed as the NCAA now, as far as the governing body of college football, may not be the governing body of the Georgias and the Floridas and the Alabamas of the world moving forward.
Well, they've kind of taken a step like that recently in their board meetings, where they said we're governing the health aspects, that kind of stuff. But now it's back to each conference again. You're governing transfer rules. You're governing all this nitpick stuff that we've been getting hammered on in the past few years. The transfer portal, you know. You guys have to start governing that stuff. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do. Like I said, you have the SEC, when those two join, you have the SEC versus the rest of the world now. You got it that way now anyway. But you're going to have the SEC versus the rest of the world, period. And you hear the Pac-10, Big Ten, ACC, they're trying to, quote, create an alliance, but they can't agree on anything. So who's going to hold all the chips once next 3-4 years?
So I think what I see happening, right, very similar to what you just said, you've got that alliance that, you know, they're trying to stop the commercialization even more of college football, and they're trying to stop the SEC from basically, you know, holding several seats at the table. That's what they're trying to stop here. And at the end of the day, they're going to be unsuccessful.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, they're going to be faced with the decision of either get on the boat or be left on the island. And at the end of the day, the Pac-12 and the ACC and the Big Ten are going to get on the boat. Mm-hmm. And those conferences, those power conferences, the ACC, Big Ten, SEC, Pac-12,
they're all going to
form their own little league. Is there room for the Big 12? Well, we got to see what happens with the Big 12, because they're still trying to not dissolve.
Yeah.
And I think that's a big part of this too. If that conference dissolves, and then there are all these free agent schools that are now scrambling to find themselves a home, especially if there's room in a Power 5, You know, you've got this cap of we'll take 16 teams. Well, I think that once that happens and you've got Texas Tech and Oklahoma State and those types of schools out there looking for homes, I think that 16 cap thing goes away. Mm-hmm. And I think that those schools join and then all these conferences come together and we start moving in that direction, and the NCAA won't be able to dictate what happens to those schools.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, you got through her birthday, Christmas, New Year's, and Valentine's Day. Now it's your turn. Have that special someone head on down to Cunningham Jewelers for everything from watches to oyster knives, and let their friendly staff help them find that perfect gift no matter their budget. And don't forget about your graduate. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
In that realignment deal, I just feel like that if you're in the East, even if you lose those, you know, if you lose two games in conference and then you play in the SEC championship game against whoever you're playing against the West, even though that West team might be undefeated because they're not going through the gauntlet that would exist in the SEC East, that the SEC East will still win that game.
Yeah.
And under the current structure of college football, you'd have a two-loss SEC champion looking to garner a spot in the top four in the college football playoff, which that's the one thing that the college football playoff committee wants to stay away from, well, other than the group of five, is they don't want two lost teams in.
No. But, I mean, like I said, I mean, when that realignment comes with the SEC, you'd be hard-pressed not to put a two-loss, one-loss SEC championship in the playoffs. But by then, they will probably expand the playoffs, especially with the SEC. I mean, the SEC is controlling the cards. So they want more teams in the playoffs. They'll get everybody to vote to expand it. So it'll be interesting to see what that dynamic's going to look like in 2 years. It's going to be exciting. But it's going to be a very different collegiate landscape than we've ever seen before.
Yeah, I agree with that. And right now in the college world of the landscape, what you're seeing is all of these different entities trying to flex their muscle to show who's got more power here. At the end of the day, me looking at it from an outsider's perspective and just seeing things for what they are, the group that's got the most power here is the SEC. And the reason that the SEC, there are a couple of reasons why the SEC has more power in this situation than even the other conferences banding together. And the reason for that, one of the reasons is the success that they've had recently in the college football playoff as far as all the teams that they keep putting in. But the real reason has nothing to do with what happens on the field. The real reason that the SEC holds the cards here is because of the SEC network, which is partially owned by ESPN, which is owned by Disney, which there's a lot of money behind that horse.
And in 2 years, you bring the Longhorn Network into the fold.
That's right.
Which is the second largest network in the country behind the SEC.
So at the end of the day, anybody that wants to tell you that this has got anything to do with on-the-field stuff, well, maybe you shouldn't listen to their argument. This is about money. And the reason the SEC holds the cards here is because they have Disney money behind them. Mm-hmm. Period. When you strip everything away, that's the bottom line.
And the SEC also right now is playing very cool to its, very close to its chest. You know, all the other conferences are sitting here trying to do this, trying to get alignment, trying to do, you know, making themselves known, and the SEC just sitting back being quiet. You know, you know they announced that. Since they announced Texas, Oklahoma coming in, you haven't heard nothing about, you know, how they're planning on doing things, how they're planning on adjusting the conference. Just wait and see. We got 2-3 years to worry about it, and then we'll be the biggest dog on campus, I should say.
I want to swing the gate all the way back to where we started really quick. I have Camden football. Mm-hmm. So I was looking at regions and the Camden region. And I've had this conversation with multiple people on this show. And the way I feel about things with that region, you know, obviously, you know, I call games for Camden, so I'm a little biased. You know, I want Camden to win. But trying to be objective, you know, putting on the Bishop Media hat here, I look at that region and what's there, and I think Colquitt is the team to beat in that region. I think that, hands down, Colquitt probably has the most coming back from what they were last year, and they were pretty doggone good last year.
Yeah.
And then I look at what's after that, and I look at Camden and Valdosta, and I think those two teams are neck and neck. Mm-hmm. And so I think the winner of the Camden-Valdosta game ends up with the 2 seed. And, of course, the loser gets the 3, which brings me to Lowndes and Richmond Hill. And I'm going to tell you something that may shock you. I said this last week. When all is said and done and the dust is settled and the smoke is cleared and they're getting ready to send teams to the playoffs, the team that will go as the 4 seed and have to go travel to Atlanta to play somebody won't be Lowndes. It'll be Richmond Hill. Lowndes will be on the outside looking in this season. They will not make the playoffs.
I
know it's tough.
Yeah.
I know it's tough to say it out loud, but when you look at what else is in the region.
Yeah. You know, looking at what's coming back, you're right. Colquitt's probably got the most players. Lowndes is Lowndes. Now, Lowndes is going through a coaching staff change here in the past 25 days. So they've got a little hiccup in the road, but Lowndes is Lowndes. You know, I've been going against Lowndes since the early 2000s. I would never count them out.
The thing I want to say about that is Lowndes is Lowndes until they aren't.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm not saying they're on that road.
No.
But what I am telling you is when you look at what else is in the region, mm-hmm. and what everybody else has, and you look at what Lowndes has, yeah. while Lowndes may be Lowndes, Valdosta is Valdosta, right. Colquitt is Colquitt, Camden is Camden, and Richmond Hill has been really good the last several years in 6A. They're going to be competitive. They've got a good football team. So while Lowndes may be Lowndes, those other teams are those other teams, yeah. too.
Yeah, I think the one hiccup I would say for Richmond Hill might be getting used to the travel in this region.
That's a really valid point.
You know, playing them at home, give them the edge. Like you know, everybody gets a typical 3-point edge when you get at home.
Okay.
On lines.
Right.
But on the road, it's a bit different. You know, Lowndes, Valdosta, Colquitt, us, we're used to the 4-hour road games. Oh. 5-hour road games.
You know? You may be used to them. I don't know.
I mean, they're going to have to learn how to handle that. How do you handle that day of getting on a bus, go, you know, so. Depends on where they have, you know, I can't remember the whole region schedule right now off the top of my head, but depending on who they have at home versus who they have on the road. If they got to go to the Concrete Palace, play a game.
It's a place to win.
Mm-hmm. You know, if they got to go over to the Hog Pen.
It's a place to win.
Or if you got to go to Bazemore Stadium.
Another tough place to win.
You know.
Chris Gilman's not easy either.
No, it's not easy either. Well, you got to go to 3 very historic stadiums and have never played in them before. It's going to be, you know, if you got to go on the road for those, in your first year getting used to traveling this region, it's going to be interesting.
We're going to talk Richmond Hill schedule in a minute.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, aims for fabulous results, and can get the job done. While there may be a substitute for many things in life, in real estate, there is no substitute for results. That's why you must choose Belinda Thomas Realty. For more than 17 years, she has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on I-95. Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
We're sitting here looking at the Richmond Hill schedule, and we like what we see, except for one game, and I guess we'll talk about that in a minute. But the expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network, presented by Southeast Georgia Health System. And sitting in with me is Coach Jeremy Vendette from the Camden County Wildcats.
Hey, good. Jason, how you doing?
Yeah, well, yeah. So the thing that we were talking about Richmond Hill going into the break, and I had all these other plans, right? We kind of hijacked ourselves. That's fine. Like, you know, when you're the show is named after you, you can pretty much do what you want because it's your show. So we were going to talk some Braves. We were going to talk NBA playoffs. I'll just go ahead and run that down really quickly. The winner of the Bucks and Celtics comes out of the West, comes out of the East. And they'll play the Golden State Warriors. Golden State wins the NBA championship. NBA done. Check. Yep. Okay. Richmond Hill. Their schedule, I said it before we went to break. Lowndes doesn't make the playoffs. You've got Colquitt. The winner of Camden and Valdosta gets the 2. The loser gets the 3. Richmond Hill gets the 4. Lowndes is on the couch sitting at the house. That's what I said. So let's look at Richmond Hill's schedule. And they kick off with Effingham.
Okay.
They're on the road for that game. And then I like this. Then they schedule Ware County on August the 26th. Let's test our mettle.
Yeah, are they in Wake Forest or Richmond Hill?
They are in the swamp.
Swamp in August is very hot.
One of the coolest venues in all of high school football is the Swamp Memorial Stadium over there. If you've never been over there and you have a chance to get there to a high school football game, you won't regret going. No. It is an awesome atmosphere. Jenkins from Savannah.
Okay.
Jenkins from Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Baker County from Glen St. Mary, which is that border war.
Border war, yep.
New Hampstead.
Okay.
And then they schedule Coffee County right before the region play. Now, granted, they have a bye week between Coffee and Camden.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll schedule Coffee September the 23rd. They'll have their bye week on September the 30th. And then they'll come back and start region play. And they have to – they'll be hosting Camden.
Hosting us, yes.
Hosting Camden. And then here's where it gets tricky. Consecutive weeks, back-to-back weeks. Actually, it's not back-to-back weeks. That makes a difference. On October the 14th, Richmond Hill travels to Bazemore to play Valdosta. Then they've got a week off. Then on the 28th, they go back to Valdosta to the Concrete Jungle to play Lowndes. And then they will finish at home against Colquitt.
Yeah.
So basically what I'm going to tell you is the winner of the Lowndes-Richmond Hill game gets the 4 seed. The loser's out. Lowndes probably will have a little bit of an advantage in that game, considering that it's at the Concrete Jungle. But Richmond Hill does have a bye week between Valdosta and Lowndes and gives them an opportunity in that bye week to 100% focus on Lowndes. I'm still taking Richmond Hill. despite the fact that game's on the road, despite the fact it's in the concrete jungle, which is very tough to win, which we have found that out firsthand extremely well, how hard it is to win there.
Going into the south end zone with 120, 200 band members blowing horns at you.
yeah, and getting a personal foul flag thrown when you haven't even snapped the ball. That's another good one. So you weren't here that year.
No.
That was insane. That was nutty. I'm still picking Richmond Hill for the 4 seed, so I'm going Colquitt. The winner of Valdosta Camden gets the 2. The loser gets the 3. Richmond Hill goes to the concrete jungle, stuns everybody, beats Lowndes at home. They end up with the 4, and Lowndes is watching GPTV.
Could happen.
You don't sound as confident as I do.
As I said, this conference, anything happens on a Friday night, no matter how good you are or how bad you are.
So I'm going to look at this, right? Richmond Hill and Effingham. I like Richmond Hill there. That's 1-0. Where, not in the swamp. 1-1. Jenkins 2-1. Baker County
3-1.
New Hampstead 4-1. Coffee. That's
possibility of 4-2.
In Douglas.
Yes.
4-2.
Possibility.
Camden 4-3. Valdosta 4-4. Lowndes 5-4, Colquitt 5-5. Richmond Hill finishes 5-5, gets a 4 seed and gets in.
So, yeah. I mean, like I said, anything can happen anywhere. I never count anybody out finding a home in this region. But Richmond Hill's had the talent the past few years to hold its own in this region, so it's gonna be interesting to see what they got.
The thing I dislike about this region and the 4 seed particularly is you are guaranteed, almost guaranteed that it, well, no, you are guaranteed. You are guaranteed if you finish with a 4 seed, even a 3 seed, but more so a 4 seed, you're guaranteed as a 4 seed that not only are you going to have to make the long trip to Atlanta from South Georgia, but then you're going to have to probably play somebody in the top 10.
Yeah. I mean, last year we were playing Cobb County, so we played North Cobb in the first round. You know, and this year, I've not looked at the bracket yet. They've been posted, so I don't know who we're going to match up against. Probably going to be Region 3 again. Maybe Region 4, but either way, you'll face top 10 team.
I just feel like with a 3 seed, you have a chance because you have a chance not to play somebody in the top 10 as a 2 seed or as a 3 seed where you're playing a 2 seed, but you do have to make the trip to Atlanta. But as a 4 seed, I mean, it's almost an automatic out. If you're finishing at 4,
that's the toughest road you're going to have. And I mean, it's going to be toughest road, period, because you ain't going to see nobody but 1 seeds all the way through.
That's right. That's right.
Region 1 seed, I mean, you're not going to see a 2 or 3 seed anywhere down the line. I mean, if you play 1 seed, the next week you got to play another 1 seed.
Mm-hmm.
You got to play another, and you got to make that 600-mile trip
every week. Yep, every week.
So, the key to surviving playoffs for Region 1 is you've got to find a way to stay at home.
Facts.
Yes.
Fact. And it's such a long trip. And, you know, the thing with me again is that if you finish with that 4 seed, that means that you have lost to Lowndes, Colquitt, Camden. You've lost to those premier programs. So, in region, if you've lost to those schools, what are the chances that you're going to travel to Atlanta, make the long trek to Atlanta, and beat another elite program when you didn't beat the elite programs in your region?
Yeah.
Not very well.
No.
And we, you know, call a duck, Camden has found that out firsthand the first couple of years. Granted, the Parkview game a couple of years ago before you were here was fantastic. We were competitive. All, you know, got that game to overtime, almost stunned the state by knocking out Parkview. Fell a little bit short.
Yeah.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look?
Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Once again, the Camden County Wildcats have had a change of plans pertaining to their spring game. The game was to be played last night at Chris Gilman Stadium. Instead, the game will be played Monday night at 7:30. The Wildcats will play Monroe Day out of Florida. Track and field, Ryan Rankin. Rankin won himself a 6A state title this past week in the high jump. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow the Southern Sports Edition on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.